Hello.
Hello, my darling.
How are you?
I'm very well, sweetheart.
As if I did not know how you are.
Yes.
Of course I know how you are.
I'm very well, sweetheart.
I come to see you every day.
Yes, I know. I know that. And
I don't know. I get so excited when I know you're coming. I can't think.
No, you can't help
it. I make up my mind, you know.
Yes.
I will say this, I will say that.
Ah, but
somehow when you are here,
yes,
I can't think clearly.
Yes,
I get so excited, you know.
Yes, but you know, a voice that's done.
A crowd of people who always come.
Yeah.
I think they are attracted, you know, because of the knowledge that one can communicate.
Yes.
But they always make for me a channel, you know,
mm-hmm.
so that I can come and concentrate to talk with you.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, beautifully, darling.
Only I don't know, you know.
No.
Sometimes it is difficult to tell.
Yes.
If it is coming over.
Yes, sir.
The children are with me.
Oh, very nice. How is my city learned teacher?
We are so happy here.
Yeah, very nice.
All it needs is for you to come and complete it.
Yes, that's right.
Eventually it will be so.
Yes,
we have to be patient. Fortunately, we can keep in touch.
Yeah.
We can come and see you.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
What shall we talk about?
Talk to me about all the things you can. How is your mama?
Mama is very well.
Very well?
Now she is much more settled, you know?
Yes.
Now she begins to realize.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes some people take longer.
Yeah.
But she has come to understand. She's so happy to be with me.
Oh, that's good.
You know, you would hardly recognize her. She looks so much younger.
Uh-huh.
We look almost like sisters.
Yes. You see, Orthodox people sometimes have greatest difficulty in sort of throwing off their
earthly ideas.
Earthly ideas.
Well, you know, Mama did not understand all this, you know.
No.
Now she understands, of course.
No.
But she has had to learn many things, we all do. She has to change, you know. Now she is so much better everywhere, you know.
Does she feel inclined to talk and communicate?
I think eventually. At the moment, no. I think it is for me.
Yes, sir.
After all, that is the thing that is important for me to be able to talk to you.
Tell me, do you ever come across Harry and Knut, and what are they doing?
Oh, yes, of course I see them.
And what are they thinking?
Well, like everyone else, you know,
It
is a gradual process of change
and
learning to adapt themselves to a new way of life and, you know, throwing away a lot of the old ideas. And settling down and finding interest, you know.
Yes.
Everyone finds their own way of life here, according to their outlook.
Tell me, I've often thought, you see, the astral world where you are living, does it surround the earth and embraces the cosmos?
Well, I think it is impossible to exactly describe it.
Uh-huh.
Our world is a mass of many, many worlds, really, I suppose, on different levels of consciousness, all around the earth, in the atmosphere. You see, your world is no longer solid or neutral.
No, it's a microcosmic thing compared to the universe as a whole.
You see, everyone thinks, I suppose, of solidity. Well, our world is solid and real to us.
Mm.
We are part of it, and it is part of us. We are in harmony with it. But to you, it is on a much higher and rarer vibration.
Mm.
That is why you are not conscious of it.
Exactly.
But it is all around and about the earth.
Yes.
The nearer the earth, of course, the conditions become more earthly, I suppose, according to the people.
Yeah.
It's all a matter of vibration.
Yes, I see.
Nothing is solid. In your world you think it is, but it is not.
No.
It is only because you're in harmony with it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I wish it were possible to find words to describe things, you know.
Yes.
But we have to do the best we can.
Yes. Huh? Because there are bigger powers than the little planet called Earth, but Jupiter, Venus, Mars, and all those.
He has got a bitter cold.
He has.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
He got a cold going about in the night.
What is the matter?
I'm sorry.
He's got a little cold, darling.
I gathered so.
But he doesn't take care of himself.
No. But that is silly.
Yes. But
he should be in bed.
Oh, well, yes. And then I think he's doing a lot of this decorating work in the house.
But he has got a very bad cold.
Mm.
It is very good of him to sit.
Yeah.
If he is not well for us, you know.
Yes, sir.
We should be most grateful.
Yes.
Because he is not well.
Now, the best thing he could do is to get away from here and have a rest in California, he said.
What were you saying before?
He would like to get away from here and have a rest in California for a holiday.
Maybe.
And for 2-3 months.
But the weather is very good.
Yes, the weather is very good.
But it has not been so good, huh?
No.
Like home.
Yeah. Even in Sweden, you know, it was very bad weather. And I was just wondering what it would be like here. But it has brightened up quite a lot. I think the whole summer has been very, very unsteady.
I think the whole world is unsteady. Not just the weather, I think the atmosphere is,
yeah.
I don't know. And when we come to your world, it is like a fog.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Trying to pierce it, you know? All around the earth there is this atmosphere. You know, it is extraordinary. I wish I could explain it to you. It is your love and your thoughts that make it like a channel, you know,
yes,
that I can reach you.
Yes.
Here and there there are people trying desperately to, I don't know, to pierce the darkness.
Mm.
I wish you could see as we see.
Mm.
You would understand what I'm trying to say, you know.
Yes, but you see, the trouble is that the food situation is so bad, and inflation is so bad, and there is not enough money in the world to...
No?
No.
I don't understand it all. It is beyond me now. I find it almost impossible to enter into the realization of material things.
And it's beyond the means of any government to control these conditions now. They've gone too far. And it's,
so?
It's only the people themselves who can control it. And they can only control it by sort of restricting their needs and not wanting so much and be satisfied with a little less and less.
Well, I don't know.
Things can change.
I think the world is in a mess.
Yes. And the poor people are worse off than the rich who can afford to weather the storm, so to speak. But the poor people have got their backs to the wall.
Well, I don't know.
Yes.
There is poverty everywhere. India is terrible. And Bangladesh.
Yeah,
you know the floods?
Yes.
You know, sometimes we have tried to help. But it is very difficult.
There are
groups of people on this side who go out to help people.
I know.
But we cannot do as much as we wish.
It's
We cannot change people.
Because you can't fight against nature.
No, but you can't make people do things.
No.
Unless they are prepared to cooperate, you know.
Yeah.
We try to infiltrate, you know,
yeah.
impress people to do this or that, but
yeah.
if they are not willing, you yeah. can't do it. Everyone has free will.
Yes, exactly. And this happens again and again. It's not as if it was once in a while, but it happens again and again.
I know.
Every few years. And they do nothing about it. And they look surprised when they have floods.
Floods, they are terrible.
Yeah.
Nature can be very cruel too.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes I think that some things anyway are built brought into being by man.
Yes.
If you think wrong, then things will go wrong.
Yes.
I think man attracts bad influences sometimes.
And also there's no planning.
No what?
There's no planning.
Planning?
Yeah. Because now take for instance a country like India. I was reading some report that in India in the last 6 years population has increased by 100 million souls.
100 million?
Uh-huh.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Where?
Yes.
When? How long?
In the last 6 years, since 1968.
100 million?
Yes. And there is not enough food, and there is not enough jobs, and there is not enough housing. And where can the country be? And there are floods and failures of crops every year somewhere, affecting millions more. What can you expect?
I don't know, it is terrible.
Oh, is it?
How well you look. You know, sometimes I think you look so well. I think you will be many years before you come.
Oh, my darling, don't
But you are so healthy. I'm glad for you, of course, but,
yes.
you know.
You take care of me.
But it is not possible that you will, you
yes.
know.
You take care of me.
I love you.
Thank you. I know. You take care of me so much. If I go without a hat, I hear you saying, then put your hat on.
I know. I impress you all the time
yes,
when you are at home.
Yes, I know. I feel that.
I hear everything you say to me.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to speak.
No.
I read your thoughts.
Of course, yes. Only a few weeks back, I heard you say, now the summer is over, you put your hat on now. And it is true.
Is what true?
I say it is true.
Oh, of course it is true.
Yes, yes.
Actually, we are so in tune.
Yes.
I think you receive much from me.
Otherwise, I'll get a cold just like I feel.
You know, although I like to come and talk to you,
yes.
and you to me,
yes.
we are so mentally in tune.
Yes, I know that.
You know, I only wish I could, oh, I don't know, sometimes I wish I could pick you up and run away with
yeah.
you.
More time.
You seem to hold on so much to material things.
I wish you could.
I know you have to consider everything.
Yes.
You have to go to work and you have to do things, cook and so on.
But
it is a routine.
But it's like
it fills in the time between
mm.
our being together
yes.
again. Huh?
Yes, I know. But this knowledge that we are not separated at all is sustaining more than anything.
I do wish I could.
It's frustrating me more than anything I can tell you.
What is?
This knowledge that you are so close to.
It is the only thing.
Yes, it's a
It is the only link,
yes,
you know.
It's
if thing. Only people understood it
yeah.
and were patient and
yeah.
realized, you know,
yeah.
there is no separation.
Yes.
Not really.
Yes.
Only that which seems so. There is a material separation, but not a mental and spiritual
but,
one.
When there is a case, like your mother and her other children, they don't think of her. There is a separation.
Oh, of course they have forgotten.
Yeah.
Well, they have not forgotten her, but they to them she is dead, you know.
Out of sight.
Out of sight. Well, yes.
And so naturally they feel there is a separation.
But one day they will know too.
Yes, but...
If the link like ours is so wonderful and so strong, it is a different thing. We would seek each other out, whatever happened.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, exactly.
But there are others who, well, they are fond of people, but it is a different thing. We have something which is so precious that nothing can break, nothing can separate us.
Oh,
it is so wonderful to talk to you.
Oh, darling, it is for me too.
I'm so sorry the medium is not well.
He'll get well. I will say now.
It is, you know, bad for him, huh?
Yes.
He should be quiet and rest.
He must take care and keep warm and not cold.
When are you coming again?
I shall come tomorrow, darling.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
So soon?
Yes.
Oh.
I stay for 2 weeks now.
2 weeks. Same place, huh?
But my heart sinks to think when I shall see you after this visit, because Leslie is going away.
Away?
Yes, during the winter.
Well, I think that is only right.
Yeah.
If his health is not so good, huh?
But I hope I'll be able to see you again in April.
April?
Yes.
Oh, well, that is a long way ahead.
Yes, but what can I do? I have to think of Leslie first. If he can build himself up by going to California and have a complete rest away from all this, it could help him.
Oui.
Because he gets tired. But I think he... If everything of the house business is settled, you see.
I think he needs a rest in any case.
Yes.
But his health is not good, huh?
Oh,
his cold is bad.
Yes, but he is much thinner. He has lost weight.
Oh?
Quite a lot, I think, and that's good for him.
The roses are beautiful.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Thank you for them. Yes. They are beautiful. They are golden roses.
Yes, they're golden roses. It's a funny thing.
But you did not go to the market?
No, I went to the corner shop.
I know, I saw you.
And
but they are very beautiful.
Yes.
But the market, is that not moved?
Yes, you see, this corn garden now is in doldrums. They're breaking it up and
I thought so.
Property market is...
Uh-huh.
Yes. Because it's a very...
But you used to like to go to the market.
Yes, it's very nice.
Now you get them from this shop.
Of course, the other markets are very, very far away. Billingsgate market.
Billingsgate?
Billingsgate, yes.
Did I ever go there?
Oh, that's a long way away. Far.
I don't remember.
It would take me 2 hours to get there.
Oh. And it's better to go to the shop.
Yes. And then, you see, the flowers come directly to the shop, so you don't do anything like it.
Oh, I shall look forward to tomorrow.
Yes, my dear.
Perhaps the medium will be better.
I think he'll be better.
He needs to rest.
Yes.
I love you.
And how is my darling Sibylla?
Well, well, happy.
Very happy.
Peter too.
Very happy.
Tomorrow. I speak to you. Perhaps the medium will be better.
Yes,
sir. I must go.
Yes,
it's not fair.
Yes,
I must go. All my love to you.
Thank
tomorrow
you.
We will do better.
Yes,
bye-bye.
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 She's very sweet.
He can talk to you in just as much as
you. Of course.
Yes, thank you.
But this cold seems to have developed. I thought Sunday I was pretty grim, you know. Yesterday I tried to sit, but it was hopeless. It was really hopeless yesterday.
But listen, please, Leslie, don't...
And I don't like to put people off, but then...
But don't go out now.
I know.
You see?
It is very sad, because...
Yes.
there's so much good in all the religions, the fundamental truth.
Yes.
But it is all the things that they have added over the centuries, you know, and which narrows things down and blinds people.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people can't see the reality of these things because of all the stupid nonsense that has been built up to obscure it, you know.
Yeah. You look at all these dogmas of confession and mass and all that. You see?
I know. It is the power, material power of the church that obscures the truth.
Yes, exactly.
I think when the church became powerful, then I think the true spirit went out of it.
Yes.
But we must not run down the church, huh?
No.
But
we see so much wrong in the church, you see.
It is a sad thing, because if they were to get back to the simple truths of the church, the teachings of the Christ, you know, the way in which Christ behaved, Christ had no power material, it was all spiritual power. He did great things because he had the faith and the realization and the knowledge of these things.
Tell me how you're getting on with playing the harp.
Oh, well, quite well. I love musical instruments and I'm very fond of the harp.
Darling, I would love to listen to you playing.
One day you will. You will listen to the music, but I hope I should be a little more proficient before you come. You know, that is another thing people seem to think. Some people, when we are here, that everything is there for us, which in a way it is. But it doesn't mean to say that until you have merited it, does it become part of you or your life.
Yes.
You have to work for it. I mean, for instance, if you want to be a musician or if you want to be an artist or whatever it is you want to be that is creative and beautiful and good, you do not suddenly have it put into your lap.
No.
You have to study. You have to work. And that is the joy and achievement. If things were made simple and easy, we would not appreciate it. I mean, after all, surely in your world, it is the man who can look back as he is older on his life and say, well, everything I have done has been through effort and achievement. You know, it didn't happen just because I wish it to happen. It happened because I worked for it.
Yes,
no, one must always make the effort.
Yes.
One must always strive. One must always give of oneself.
Yes.
And indeed often sacrifice oneself to achieve. Anything that is worth having has to be earned.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, that's right.
And I think sometimes some people, you know, spiritualistic people, think that when they come here, everything is going to be wonderful, exactly the way they would wish for it to be.
Mm.
Well, in a kind of way, there's some truth in this, but it does mean that you still have to work. You have to make the effort,
yes,
you know.
Exactly, yes.
You cannot visualize or see something until you have made it possible.
Yes, you can't be a musician without practice.
No. And I don't think one would want to be.
No.
There would be no happiness in not having made the effort or worked for something.
Sibylla plays piano beautifully.
She plays violin and the piano. And I am concentrating on the harp because I love the stringed instrument.
Yes, I think it is a beautiful thing.
But I would like to do many things, but I'm quite content for the time. And of course I have a lot to do with children, you know.
Yes, that's right, I know.
I love the children and I teach and help the children.
Yes.
And I sometimes, and the children too, go with me into what we term the lower spheres.
Yes.
To help the less fortunate ones. And there are many souls, you know, who are mentally earthbound. By that I mean they are still clinging to old ideas and thoughts and earth conditions. And they hold themselves back by their very attitude.
Yes.
And it is not easy often to reach them or to help them.
Exactly.
But we try, and occasionally we have been successful.
Yes.
We try to bring people away from the earth vibration, that they may begin to see a new way of life.
Yes. You know, today in the world there are so many lives aborted artificially.
Me.
And that must create a problem when they find themselves again in the other world. And they must be taken care of and grow up. There are millions of them like that.
Oh.
You see?
I know. Life is... Well, I look into your world, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
And although most of my interest, obviously, is with you and around you, occasionally
I go to other places.
Have you ever been to Bombay?
Of course.
Have you?
But I don't know. I wish I knew how to do something about it. But the atmosphere around India, and not only India, but over the world is appalling. It is as if sometimes, especially in certain areas, as if there is a kind of fog,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
A terrible mist.
Do you remember the Tamil old place in Bombay?
Of course I go there, but there's nothing much for me to go there now,
no,
you know.
But
there have been many changes.
I tell you, I wondered if you can remember the address of the house we lived in.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Now I have to stop hard and think.
Now, tell me tomorrow.
Oh, I'll try.
Yes. I tell you, it was a great name.
Yes, I know, but, oh, you know, this is it. I think my mind is so concentrated when I come to you, on
yes,
you,
yes,
and what I'm trying to give to you, or to
yes,
say to you. And then sometimes if someone asks something, it takes my mind on a different level.
Yes,
you know?
I know. Now, don't disturb that. I only want...
D. Oh, I don't...
No, let me know another time, something. But the things are very bad in there. There is no food. There is famine condition. There is no rain. Year after year.
I think it must be so terrible for those people.
It must be terrible.
Millions of people.